so many more people walking now. COVID-19 seems to have made sure of that. But the park has become very, very popular. And I notice even now in the evenings, you know, people are going there after their work and so on. And it's dark now after 4:30 or so. But the park's very busy even in the evenings now with people walking. And I have noticed that the lighting is very dim. And a lot of people have mentioned this to me over there. So I'm just asking, there's plenty of lighting, there's plenty of lights all the way around, but it's just that they're very dim. So I'm wondering if the council could maybe just upgrade those lights and make them brighter, replace them with brighter lights to make it easier for people walking, because in the dark evenings there's more risk of a fall and so on, and people just feel more secure as well at the place as well. So that's where it's coming from, Catherine.
And are people reporting to you that they feel unsafe in the park, especially now, as you mentioned, in the dark evenings?
Yeah, well, it is an issue for some people, but I think the bigger issue really is, rather than, because there's good numbers in the park, even in the dark evenings now, I don't think the safety issue is their biggest concern. But people are afraid of taking a fall. You know, there's leaves on the ground and parts might be slippy and so on, and just brighter lights would make it safer from that aspect. Another thing, Catherine, that I just want to mention as well, maybe, is that the park has a one-way system for walking. Again, it was brought in for COVID-19. But I notice now that a lot of people are walking the wrong way, and that's an issue as well. I think one of the reasons for that is that the markings have become very faded over the last few months, so I think people maybe don't see them. I've asked the council to refresh those as well. But it mightn't be so easy to get that done quickly at this time of year. So, you know, people should just be aware that when they go into the town park, that they keep left and walk down past the back of the old church, go around that way. So that's becoming an issue as well. There's certainly more and more people walking around the wrong way now.